This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The effort to oust the President of Brazil was thrown into chaos when the new Speaker of the lower house of Congress annulled a vote to impeach her, immediately upending the power struggle gripping Latin America's largest country. North Carolina and the Justice Department are clashing over transgender rights after the department said the state had violated the Civil Rights Act of 1964 with its law on bathroom access. Both filed lawsuits now simultaneously. The ACLU has sued Mississippi over so-called religious rights laws sanctioning discrimination over denial of services for same-sex marriages. 80% of emergency room physicians are seeing patients with insurance who have foregone or delayed care because of high out-of-pocket costs, according to a report from the American College of Emergency Physicians. Indian officials are trying to fight sexual violence against women by mandating that a panic button be installed on every new phone by January 2017, and all phones have GPS by 2018. Education Department has reached out to colleges and universities and asked them to reconsider barring an applicant who has had experience in the criminal justice system. An almost $700 million coal terminal in Seattle has been halted because it disturbs fishing rights of the Lummi Nation of American Indians. Florida death penalty was declared unconstitutional by a Miami-Dade circuit judge because it does not require a unanimous verdict, but instead allowed a 10-2 verdict to determine death. Florida and Alabama are the only states trying to be less than unanimous. More than 500,000 students preparing to enter college in 2011 were required to take remedial classes in math, English, or writing, about one quarter of the total. Almost half, or 45%, came from middle, upper middle, and high income families. Uber and Lyft, the ride-sharing company, halted service in Austin, Texas after the local voters rejected an $8.6 million company finance campaign over whether they had to fingerprint potential drivers. Uber claims that 10,000 drivers were affected. The website Gizmodo has said that Facebook's team in charge of the site's trending list has intentionally suppressed articles from conservative news sources. Many are accusing the site of leaning left rather than leaning in. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.